It's another day. I'm still in my closet. Nothing's changed, all is right with the world. But today is very special because my phone has 17% battery left, and that is what I use to record. So, let's try and jump into it. Also, I'm looking at the crack between my door to my closet and the wall, and it looks like my cat is sticking his little paw under there, just desperately trying to get in. I wish you could see it. Imagine a little white and orange paw just digging around in between a door and a wall, because this house is so old, there's just giant gaps everywhere. But I'm starting to realize my intros and outros are kind of useless, but it seems like it would be a little weird for me to just start reading out of nowhere. I don't know, maybe it wouldn't be. I'd say let me know, but you know, who's listening? I don't know. I thought about telling my mom and my dad about this podcast when I was at dinner with them today because they were up in the city, but I thought better of it, you know, especially considering the last few chapters have been nothing but just porn, basically. I thought, maybe don't recommend that your parents listen to you say fuck and cum and penis. I don't know. Maybe don't do that. You know what I mean? But I really did consider it. Because then, you know what? I might have 3 listeners. But I'll just stick with the 1 for now. And we'll see where it goes, you know? I'll be almost done with the season. And I will finish with a whopping 1 listener. And that's okay. I'm not sad about it. I'm a little sad about it. But what are you going to do? Not everything takes off overnight. But let's jump into this new chapter and see what's going on in that world. Chapter 19, A Fresh Start. They sleep until early the next morning when Billy's phone buzzes loudly. He picks it up and pulls away from Travis. The large man wakes groggily and mutters something about cats. "Work today?" Dax asks him via text. "Sure, what time?" Billy replies. While he waits for a response, he rolls over to see Travis sprawled buck naked on the bed. Billy can hardly keep the drool from dripping from his chin. "An hour?" Dax replies, with a question mark at the end. Billy replies affirmatively and climbs from the bed. He stretches, and before he can step away from the bed, Travis's arm wraps around his waist, and the man kisses him gently behind the ear. "Where are you going?" he asks sweetly. "Work. Don't miss me too much," Billy says with a wink. Travis grumbles and falls back onto the sheets. "Well, what am I supposed to do with this, then?" he asks, staring down at his groin. His morning wood is truly impressive. Billy smiles devilishly. "You've got a good grip," he says with a second wink, and he walks into the bathroom. He showers and dresses quickly. The moment he puts his coffee to his lips, he hears the screech of an expensive sports car. Billy smiles and yells his goodbye to Travis, heading out the door, blinded by sunlight. Dax leans against a different sports car this time, grinning like an idiot. He's obviously in better spirits. The plates are temp tags, and the car says that it was purchased yesterday. "Hey," Dax yells, greeting Billy. Billy smiles and waves. They both climb into the car, and it's whipped around a corner before Billy can shut his door. Dax hums quietly. "So, I see you're in a better mood," Billy says carefully. Dax nods. He looks like he might say something more, but decides against it. He simply smiles all the way to wherever they're headed. Quickly, the car purrs to the stop in front of a glass front building. They climb out, and Billy follows Dax into a strange reception room with oddly placed doors and not much else. Dax walks to one of them and presses a button. A strange whirling sound comes from behind the door, and when it stops, the door slides open. They walk in, and it looks like a standard elevator, but there's straps like subways that Billy had seen on TV. Dax looks over at him. "You might want to hold on," he says. Billy grabs a strap, and suddenly the room lurches to the left. Dax grins at him. "It's basically like a horizontal elevator. I designed this one myself," he says proudly, and Billy would clap, but he's too afraid to let go of the strap. "It certainly is something," he says. Dax smiles, and the room stops. He climbs out into a waiting room, this one with 2 desks and doors on either side of them. One has a small redhead sitting at it. The other desk is empty. Dax approaches the woman's desk. "Hey, Sally, how's my favorite secretary today?" he asks. She perks up and smiles at him, her hair is shimmering as she looks up at the pair of them. "Why, Mr. Walker, I am fantastic. And how are you today, sir?" she asks. "Well, I'm doing pretty good myself, and you know you can call me Dax." He smiles at her as if this happens every morning. "Oh, I know you say that, but I just think..." "Call me Dax," he interrupts her, smiling, and brings Billy up to stand next to him. "And who's this guy?" she asks, staring at Billy with glinting green eyes. "This is my new assistant. You all will be fast friends. I can feel it," Dax says, slowly walking to the door closest. Billy smiles, and Dax gestures for him to sit at the desk, and when he does, he leans down, his scent subtle but musky. "Sally will help you with everything, won't you, Sally?" he asks, and Sally smiles. "Oh, of course, Dax. "Good. I'll be in my office if anyone needs me," he says with a flourish and disappears behind a door. Billy laughs quietly, and Sally turns to him, her smile still dazzling. "So, Billy, I can tell you aren't from here. I can just feel it. Where are you from?" Billy's taken aback by her accurate observation and her forward nature, and he stutters. I'm from Kansas," he says. She leans back, obviously surprised. "And what brings you all the way out here, then?" she hums. Billy pauses, his eyes unfocused for a moment as he tries to explain to himself why he was here. He doesn't think, "I killed my dad and ran from the crime scene," was an appropriate answer, and he settles on something else. "Love," he says, and she smiles at him, just as his cheeks are reddening until they match her hair. She smiles brightly, and her eyes crinkle just the tiniest bit. "And what's the lucky girl's name?" she asks. Billy looks down at his feet, unsure of how to respond, but after a moment he looks up. "His name's Travis," he says, not with anger or rudeness, but with a firm, positive tone. Sally now takes the turn to become red. "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I'm fine with..." She sighs and laughs softly. "Well, that's great," she concludes with a slightly smaller smile. Billy returns with a beam, and Travis pops quietly in the back of his mind. "Yeah, he's pretty great," he mutters as he thinks about the man who waits for him at home. "I bet," she says. After a few moments of silence, she looks over at him and notices that he stares at everything blankly. She laughs and leans over. "Let me show you the basics," she says, and Billy nods eagerly. For the next several hours, he learns the ropes of his job, how and when to answer the phones, when to take messages, how to page, and other secretarial things. He finds everything to be pretty easy, so much so that he comes up with a couple of ways to improve his productivity in just a few hours. This amazes not only Sally, who'd worked there for years and never thought of half the things Billy suggests, but it also surprises Billy. He had never had the opportunity to try to be better at anything. From the time he was young, it was school, fields, bed. No one needed or wanted change. Chapter 20. Never Not Out of Place. All too soon, the day ends, and Dax emerges from his office with his briefcase slung over his shoulder. "Let's go, Billy," he says without breaking his stride, gesturing with a wave of his fingers for Billy to follow. Billy hops up and runs after him, turning and waving goodbye to Sally. "See ya, hun," she says lightly as she stands, her day over as well. Billy and Dax are whisked away as she gathers her things, the 3D elevator thing closing and sealing the two men off. The room jolts to the left, and Billy doubts he'll ever get used to the sudden movements of the room. Dax smiles down at him. "How was your first day?"
"It was fine. Really simple. Like, ridiculously simple, actually," Billy murmurs.
"Oh, I know. It'll progress pretty quickly for you. Soon you'll be moving your way up. I think I have some plans for you." Dax smiles devilishly. Billy isn't sure exactly how to interpret the statement, so he lets it slip by. The room shifts again, and shortly the door opens. Dax steps out, and Billy shakily moves from room to room, not accustomed to so many different motions so quickly. They walk out to the car, and it purrs to life as they approach. "Proximity key," Dax explains, and Billy nods emptily.
He feels strange, like he knows he doesn't belong where he is. In fact, he's never not out of place here in California. He figures and hopes it'll fade in time and dismisses it shortly. The two men have small talk as the town whizzes by the windows and the car slips sleekly up next to Billy's apartment block and they say their goodbyes. I felt so bad about how short chapter 19 was, I thought, oh, I'll throw in chapter 20, it'll really bulk it up, and that took a minute and 38 seconds to record, so, you know, the episode's a little shorter, I'm not gonna put an ad in there, I'll just upload it the way it is, but, maybe episode, I always say the next episode, the next chapter is gonna be longer, it's gonna be longer, I promise, it's not, I'm looking, chapter 21, pretty short, chapter 22, on the other hand, looks like it's about 7 pages, I think, oh god, 8, 9, oh, shit, 10, 11, 10 and a half pages, ugh, is there anything sexy in it? Nope, nothing sexy, love that for me, so I don't have to embarrass myself in front of this microphone in my closet, but I guess that's the end of it, chapter 19 and chapter 20, and I guess I'll talk to you guys next week, because I'm not uploading nothing tomorrow. I'm going to get home from work, I'm going to lay in my bed and not move until Monday, so I will talk to you next time. Bye.